Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning. It is 7 o'clock sharp. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off here on Wednesday, July 26th. Voting on health care in the U.S. Senate. What might those results be? That's those details just ahead.
President Trump looks to rally support for his agenda in Ohio. I'm ABC's Ryan Burrow in Youngstown with more on that coming up.
The future is electric. Electric cars, that is, in Britain. I'm ABC's Tom Rivers with that story coming up.
A new study tries scientifically to answer that question, can money buy happiness? I'm Scott Goldberg, ABC News. The story's coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Some cloud cover is spreading this morning as a result of a few scattered thunderstorms nearby, but we heat up again this afternoon. Our forecast and how warm we get on the way.
Senate Republicans' first attempt to repeal and replace Obamacare with amendments failed last night. But the debate continues on what to do next. Kansas Senator Jerry Moran voted no on that measure. Kansas Senator Pat Roberts voted yes. That measure failed 57-43.
The Senate's vote to start debate is a crucial step in Republican efforts to overhaul Obamacare. Now comes another tricky part, finding a plan Senate Republicans can agree on. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is pledging an open amendment process.
We're going to sort this out in a thoroughly open amendment process. In a situation where 51 votes can change the bill.
But moderate and conservative senators are expressing concerns about the options, making the road to that magic number 50 another uphill battle. Arlette Sines, ABC News, Capitol Hill.
President Trump rallied supporters in Ohio, fresh off a narrow Senate win on repealing and replacing Obamacare, on the debate side of things anyway. More from Youngstown.
The president rattling off his accomplishments in his first 6 months on the job.
Since I took office, we have cut illegal immigration on our southern border by record numbers, 78%.
He celebrated the Senate vote on health care, talked up jobs, even jokingly referenced himself as possibly being put on Mount Rushmore.
If I did it, joking, totally joking, having fun, the fake news media will say he believes he should be on Mount Rushmore.
He made no mention of the Russian investigation. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Youngstown.
U.S. Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas has introduced legislation to honor former Kansas U.S. Senator Bob Dole with the Congressional Gold Medal.
Bob Dole has dedicated his life to public service. He is a soldier, a legislator, a leader, and a statesman. I can think of no person more deserving of this award than my friend and mentor and Kansas's favorite son, Robert J. Dole. The delegation and I will now get to work to secure the support necessary to honor Senator Dole for the work he is still doing on behalf of a grateful nation.
The legislation was co-sponsored by the entire Kansas congressional delegation. Bob Dole turned 94 years old last weekend. The future of the nation's chief law enforcement officer is still unclear. The president seems to be pushing him out the door. More from the White House.
President Trump's public criticism of Attorney General Jeff Sessions was unprecedented and surprised even the most cynical politicians and operatives in the nation's capital. From attacking him in the New York Times to slamming him on Twitter, the president seemed to be sending a message to Sessions that it was time to go, but he wasn't going to be the one to kick the Attorney General out the door. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
A federal judge says Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach has demonstrated a pattern of misleading the court about the facts and record in a voting rights case. U.S. District Judge Julie Robinson refusing yesterday to reconsider a $1,000 fine and order requiring Kobach to submit to a deposition by the American Civil Liberties Union. The Kobach's spokeswoman says they are reviewing the ruling. A magistrate judge had fined Kobach for misrepresenting the contents of documents that he took into a meeting in November with then-President-elect Donald Trump. and a separate draft amendment to the National Voter Registration Act. The judge citing three earlier instances in which Kobach mischaracterized the record or exhibits. She says sanctions are necessary to deter him from misleading the court in the future. Kobach is vice chairman of President Trump's Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity. Fast-moving wildfires have displaced as many as 10,000 people in southern France. Firefighters from neighboring countries have been called in to help contain the flames.
The size of the flames is so shocking when you see them. So these flames must be four or five times the height of the trees that they're consuming. So there's like 200-foot sheets of flame have been going up.
Ali Marriage, who had to leave a resort in Saint-Tropez, tells the BBC that everyone is stunned with the ferocity of this fire. It's 7:05 with Stephen Ted on KNSS. A goal for the vehicles in Great Britain. And can money buy happiness? Well, there's a new study out trying to answer that question. We'll have those results coming up. Stephen Ted on KNSS. 7:08 with Stephen Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Great Britain gearing up to ban the sale of new gasoline and diesel-powered cars in the year 2040.
Undeniably, the traffic here in London can at times be a real health hazard. Environment Secretary Michael Gove.
I think it's important that we all gear up for a significant change, which deals not just with the problems to health caused by emissions, but the broader problems caused in terms of accelerating climate change.
The UK announcement comes amid signs of an increasing shift toward electric cars. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
A new study seeks to answer the age-old question, is it true that money can't buy happiness?
The answer is yes, money can buy you happiness, but those dollars go further if you're buying time. Like paying someone to mow your lawn instead of doing it yourself. That's what researchers at Harvard and the University of British Columbia found after giving people in four countries $40 on two different weekends. One weekend, people had to spend the cash on a time-saving service. The other weekend, they spent it on something material. The study says paying for services did more to mitigate the stress of daily life. Buying clothes or wine didn't make people feel bad, just not as happy as buying time. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
It's 7:10 with Steve and Ted in the morning. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
And so far this morning, well, traffic's been going fairly well at this point, but those gasoline prices out there going up today. Starting to see gasoline $2.19 a gallon here in Wichita. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And let's take a look at that weather forecast, the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast. Kansas Today meteorologist Leon Smitherman with us this morning. Hello, Leon. Oh, well, we'll check in with Leon later. But, of course, we're heading to a partly cloudy day with a gusty wind out of the southwest, a high of 102 degrees. There is a heat advisory in effect through this evening. Tonight, we've got a 40% chance for showers and thunderstorms by very late tonight with an overnight low down to 75. And then looking ahead for tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny, much cooler, a high of 89 degrees. Right now in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the south that is partly cloudy and 80 degrees. And Leon Smitherman, be nice to have a little bit of a change tomorrow from the heat dome.
What a pleasant break it will be, too. You know, I just heard you talking about today. One more day where we have to suffer through the triple digits, and the heat index will be more oppressive, probably even worse than it was yesterday, up around 105 degrees at the peak heating of the day. But yes, we'll have some showers and storms coming through late this afternoon, maybe, and definitely tonight, make a better chance of picking up a little rain. And then tomorrow, as you said, but upper 80s. And not only tomorrow, but really for the rest of the week and into the weekend, you're talking about highs only into the low 90s. Which means most of your day is actually spent in the 80s. So a real pleasant forecast for the next 7 days once we get through one more day of this oppressive heat.
And we have had a little bit of rain throughout Kansas overnight, haven't we?
You know, there's been some spotty showers out there. We've missed stuff even in the south central Kansas. It looks like it's dying off to the south central part of the state. From Great Bend to the north, there's a nice little line of showers. Non-severe thunderstorms moving on through. So there are folks that are picking up some very beneficial and nice rain this morning. But once that goes away, then we'll have to wait until late this afternoon to be able to pick up any kind of chance of getting some rain. Storms this afternoon, I don't expect widespread severe, but we could have some stronger storms. And when you move a cold front into this kind of heat, this kind of air mass, the primary issue with severe storms would be straight line winds, gusty winds in excess of 60 miles an hour. Plus, if you do get under one, you could get some locally heavy rainfall.
All right. Thank you, Leon. That's the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast. Kansas Today meteorologist Leon Smitherman. 712 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. We have a few good entertainment news items this morning. It's time to check in with Matt Wolf, ABC News correspondent contributor in New York. And Matt, a guy that shares your first name, Matt Groening, is back in the mix, and he might have a generation for a new show.
Yeah, pretty much. But, you know, Ted, I still got to fathom what 102 degrees feels like out by you guys. My goodness.
Yeah, it's been the last week or so. It's been pretty steamy, but we might get a little cold front coming through tonight. So yeah, I'll let you fathom that.
Yeah, little on the hot side, but that's okay. Let's get back to Matt Groening. Netflix has announced a new animated series. Of course, Matt Groening, the creator of The Simpsons, and you can only think about what kind of show that this is going to be. The show is going to be called Disenchantment, and basically it flips any fairy tale trope on its axis, so to speak. Okay, it's according to the press release, it's going to be an adult fantasy about a crumbling medieval kingdom known as Dreamland. The central character is a hard-drinking princess, her elf companion Elfo, and her personal demon Lucy. They've got 20 episodes of this, and wait for it. The press release goes on to say it'll be all about life, death, love, and sex, and how to keep laughing in a world of suffering and idiots, despite what the elders and wizards and other jerks tell you. Ladies and gentlemen, Matt Groening.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what the word adult meant. Does that mean profanity, or does that mean just a little more risque-type topics than you would see on The Simpsons?
Probably a little bit of everything, and I'm given Netflix's, you know, sort of open end, you know, just do whatever you want, it's up to the creators and writers type of thing. I would say this is going to be a little bit more adult. Might not want the kids watching this one.
Well, judging from Matt's work in the past, this could be really entertaining.
Exactly.
Some other, we have Close Encounters of the Third Kind is celebrating an anniversary this year, and they're trotting it out, aren't they?
Yeah, first of all, can you believe?
Well, no, 40, I can't.
40 years since this landmark film was released. And yesterday, they released a brand new trailer for the re-release of the film, which is coming up in September. Now, the actual anniversary itself isn't until November, okay. But for whatever reason, the studios decided to roll this thing out on September 1st in theaters. High-definition 4K treatment of Steven Spielberg's masterpiece. Now, I don't know what you guys remember from this movie, but one of the it was a landmark movie on so many levels.
Right.
I mean, it was one of the first movies to show that, you know, aliens might be kind of strange and weird, but they may be our friends at the end. The special effects were off the charts.
Yes.
The scenes in this movie still stick to you to this day. That scene where Barry, the little kid, gets abducted by the aliens.
Yeah.
No way. Can't watch that. I posted yesterday on Facebook. This the 7-year-old in me still gets chills watching this. The grown adult in me still gets chills watching it. I can't wait to go back into the theater and check this out.
Yeah, it's got resonates 40 years later. Some pretty iconic stuff.
You know, and the interesting thing is a lot of people, you know, wondered, you know, at the end of the film, of course, famously Richard Dreyfuss goes off with the aliens at the end and everything.
Yep.
And a lot of people have been saying, you know, well, what about some sort of sequel? Whatever happened to Roy Neary, his character? And, you know, Spielberg said for many years after that he made Close Encounters of the Third Kind, he said, we were thinking about something, but he had trouble going back to a movie that he made where basically the father abandoned his wife and his kids for all this. He goes, I couldn't make a movie like Close Encounters today being a dad because looking back at it now, he goes, Roy Neary was pretty damn irresponsible. He saw the lights and he left.
And quickly, Leonardo DiCaprio, what's he up to?
Yeah, speaking of space, you know, one of the all-time great movies, too, is 1983's The Right Stuff, based on the Tom Wolfe book about the original Mercury 7 astronauts. They're turning this into a series now on Nat Geo, and Leonardo DiCaprio is one of the executive producers. So I'm looking forward to this. This was also one of my favorite movies from back in the day. Of course, we all remember Ed Harris. That put him on the map as John Glenn. And what a great movie about the original Mercury 7 astronauts and the early days of the space program. It's going to be, I think it's going to be a pretty great series once this thing drops.
Yeah, that's an iconic movie itself, and if they can flesh it out and not try to redo some of the things, but just, you know, expand on the stories and those great characters that are all based on true events, that could be really interesting.
You have the seven characters. Now, if you remember in the movie, a lot of the focus was on the John Glenn character.
Right.
You also had some, you know, goings-on, of course, with Gus Grissom. But you have great stories to tell with Gordo Cooper, Alan Shepard, mm-hmm. Wally Schirra, Deke Slayton, Scott Carpenter. They're going to find a way to put a fresh coat of paint on this, and I think it's going to be good stuff.
Very good. Matt, thanks for checking in with us, and I hope you enjoy your decent temperature day in New York.
Stay cool, Ted. Go see a movie today.
All right. Sounds like a plan. Thank you. That's Matt Wolf, ABC News entertainment contributor, live in New York with us this morning with some good entertainment tidbits about what's going on out there in the world of entertainment. Thank you, Matt. It is 7:18 with Steve and Ted on KNSS, and we'll take a look at sports here on this Wednesday morning, and we'll start out with the Kansas City Royals. Now, here's a team that is red hot, longest winning streak in the major leagues. And, you know, when things are going good, they're going good. Even right from the first pitch of the game, they were going good last night for the Royals. Hope you were listening right from the very start of the game on KFH.
The Tigers dressed in their home whites, Royals in their road grays. First pitch of the game is swung on and hit well deep to left field. That's a way back, and Whit Merrifield has gone deep on the very first pitch of the game.
How about that? Royals take a 1-0 lead, one pitch into the game, and made it stand up. Pitching was really good last night. Danny Duffy only allowed one run for his seventh win of the season. Three relievers finished it up with spotless work for the Royals. Kelvin Herrera pitched a perfect ninth inning, got his 21st save. Royals 3, Tigers 1. So the Royals extend their longest winning streak in the big leagues now to 7 in a row. And they'll go for 8 in a row tonight, taking on the Tigers again in Detroit. Be sure to listen to live coverage of the Royals and the Tigers at 6 o'clock tonight. And that is on KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. The Royals going for their 8th win in a row tonight. Pro baseball, the Wichita Wingnuts enjoying all-star break time off during their long road trip away from Wichita. Last night was the American Association All-Stars taking on the Can-Am League All-Stars at the All-Star Game in Ottawa, Canada. There were 4 members of the Wichita Wingnuts involved, and some Wingnuts did well last night in the starting lineup. Designated hitter Matt Chavez of the Wingnuts, who leads the American Association in runs driven in. He drove in a run, went 1-for-4 last night. And starting in the outfield for the American Association last night, another Wingnut, Harrison Kane, went 1-for-3 and had a stolen base. Can-Am League won that game 3-2 last night. After the brief All-Star break, the Wingnuts are back at it tonight. They're down in Texas taking on the Cleburne Railroaders, top 2 teams in the South Division. But there's a wide chasm between the two. Wichita has a 13-game lead over Cleburne in the South Division. Both these teams are struggling right now. Cleburne has lost 9 of its last 10. Wichita has lost 7 straight games. But the Wingnuts trying to get back in the win column after a lousy week. And we'll see how the Wingnuts do in Cleburne starting tonight. That's the beginning of a 4-game series. Right here in Wichita, we have baseball every day downtown at Lawrence Dumont Stadium as the 83rd annual National Baseball Congress World Series continues downtown. Yesterday was day 4 of competition. Yesterday's winners include the Cheney Diamond Dogs and the Great Bend Batcats. Both those teams are 2-0 in their respective pool play games. Boy, the action went late last night. In fact, they ended at 1:10 this morning, about 6 hours ago. So, more action today. Today is day 5 of the first week of competition at the NBC World Series. 4 games on tap. It all starts at 1:30 this afternoon down at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. A little football news for you. Michael Vick said after he announced his retirement from football that he wants to get into coaching. Well, now he's wearing a lot of red, and he's up with the Chiefs. Andy Reid, the head coach of the Chiefs, says he's going to give Michael Vick an opportunity to get started on that goal. ESPN's Adam Schefter noted that Vick is working this summer as a coaching intern for head coach Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs. Vick, probably try to keep a lower profile as he learns about coaching at the NFL level. Now he'll be studying under Andy Reid, who has been a head coach since 1999. Should be a decent opportunity for Michael Vick to get into the coaching game. He'll be up with the Chiefs. By the way, our first Kansas City Chiefs training camp update with Mitch Holthus begins next week. Our first one will be on Monday at 8:15 every morning right here with Steve and Ted, starting on Monday of next week from training camp. Make sure you listen to that. And, of course, that will lead into a whole season of Kansas City Chiefs football on your new home of the Chiefs right here on KNSS, 98.7 and 1330. So make sure you're there for that. And a little baseball history for you in Wichita. It was 40 years ago today, 1977. Groundbreaking on the Wichita State campus for a new baseball field for a program that had been dormant for a few years. And why spend money on that? Well, it worked.
Yeah.
Within 12 years of that groundbreaking, the Shockers were College World Series champions under a guy they hired as head coach, Gene Stevenson. How about that? It is a 7:23 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Keep it here for traffic and weather. And more what-ifs about last year's election from the Washington Post. Rush Limbaugh's morning update. We'll touch on that subject. Do not go away. Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.